Welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Amanda Sewell, and in the studio today we have Gary Motley, who is a jazz pianist and composer. He serves as director of jazz studies at Emory University. And we also have Carmen Bradford, who is a vocalist who has sung with the Count Basie Orchestra, Doc Severinsen, and Frank Sinatra, to name a few. She's performed everywhere from The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson to the operatic stage. Gary Motley and Carmen Bradford, welcome to Studio A.
Thank you so much,
Thank
Amanda.
Thank you.
Welcome. Well, you folks are here on campus because you're presenting a concert that is a tribute to Ella Fitzgerald. You'll be performing tomorrow night with the Interlochen Arts Academy Jazz Ensemble. Ella Fitzgerald, the First Lady of Song, she would have been 100 last month. So to you, what are some of the things that made or that make Ella Fitzgerald so remarkable?
Well, I'd have to say her improvisation, her improvisational skills, her storytelling, her pitch, her phrasing, her unbelievable ability to swing no matter what she's singing.
I'd have to agree. For me as a pianist, I really keyed in on her phrasing and articulation. She did a record with pianist Ellis Larkins, one of my favorite CDs called Pure Ella. And interestingly enough, on that recording, she didn't do any scatting. She just sang the melodies to the tunes. But the two of them together is just hard swinging. Larkins was, I guess you'd kind of call him maybe a Cafe Society pianist. It wasn't really known in the mainstream by a lot of people, but they did this collaboration. And that's one of my favorite recordings, just in listening to how she delivered the lyrics and just her melodic interpretation.
Mm-hmm.
So in this concert, what will you be doing in the concert to pay tribute to her?
We're doing a lot of all of her standards. Her first hit, A Tisket a Tasket. I want to leave a little bit for a surprise. but we're doing many, many tunes that she recorded, many Nelson Riddle arrangements that he wrote for her with big band. We're doing a few Quincy Jones arrangements that he wrote for her, and all of them are just incredible. Really, really great.
So what's the first piece we're going to hear today?
Well, we'd like to do for you a tune titled Moon River. The reason that I like to do this tune is because nobody sings it anymore. You know, it's a great Henry Mancini tune that I absolutely love. And it's one that everybody remembers.
Great. Gary Motley and Carmen Bradford performing Henry Mancini's Moon River in IPR's Studio A.
Yeah.
breaker. Wherever you're going, I'm going your way to drifters off to see the world. There's such a lot of world to see. We're after the same rainbows and waiting round the bend. My huckleberry friend, Moon River, and me, and me, me.
Gary Motley at the piano with Carmen Bradford performing Moon River, music of Henry Mancini here in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So, Carmen, you were discovered by the one and only Count Basie, and you sang with his band for almost a decade.
Mm-hmm.
How exactly did he discover you?
Well, I was part of the opening act for his concert when he came to Austin, Texas. A band named Passenger was the opening act, and they asked me if I wanted to do a couple of tunes to open the show. And I knew two standards at the time, and one was A Foggy Day and the other was Lost in the Stars. So I sang those two tunes, and Mr. Basie at the time was already riding on a motorized cart and wasn't able to go down any stairs, and this particular theater didn't have an elevator. So when I saw him on the side of the stage, I went and approached him and said, "Hi, Mr. Basie, my name is Carmen Bradford, and I think you'd make $1 million if you hire me." And he said, "Really, $1 million? And I said, "Oh, yeah, there's nothing like having a young lady on your show in a lovely dress." And he just paused, you know, and looked like he wanted to call security. And so I said, "So I'm going to go out and sing. When I go out, will you listen to me?" And he said, "Sure, honey, I'll listen." So I went out and did my two numbers, and I came back off, and I said, "Well, what did you think?" He said, "I think I'm going to hire you." And I said, "Really? Because I can join today. I can quit school today." Because I was a sophomore at Houston Tillotson University in Austin, Texas. So he said, no, I can't take you today." He said, "But someone will call you soon. I'll call you soon."
And he did.
It took 9 months for him to call. He finally called.
Wow. So self-advocacy is an important part of one's career, in addition to talent.
Absolutely. Like. Well, you know, you're fearless when you're 23.
Exactly. So what was it like working with him, working with his band?
Oh, it was incredible. And he kind of treated me, I'm going to say, like I was maybe 7 or 8 years old. I think I reminded him of his daughter at the time, and so I think I filled a little void for him on the road. I think he missed his baby girl, and so that's how he spoke to me, in a very soft voice, like I was, you know, 7. And he didn't really say anything. As I think back on it, we were talking about this the other day, and how he didn't really give me any instruction. Once my arrangements were written, we had one rehearsal, and they said, "Okay, you've got it." And I was too embarrassed to say, "Please, can we go over it again?" So I said, "Yeah, I got it." And so when we got out on stage, I did my little tunes, and He never said, well, don't sing where the trumpet players are having that soli section, you know. He never said anything like that. He just always looked at me with just this look of admiration and love, like, look at my baby out there singing. You know what I mean? With the grandpa face, you know what I mean? Yeah. But I heard it from others in the band.
Well, speaking of working with the next generation, you folks are here at Interlochen and working with the Arts Academy students this week, and tomorrow night you're performing with the Arts Academy Jazz Ensemble. And what are some of your goals when you're working with these young musicians?
Well, we have already done a master class. We did a master class with the vocal department, the classical department, and we had a rehearsal with the big band, two rehearsals now with the big band, and the kids have been absolutely wonderful, don't you think, Gary?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's so much talent here with these young people, and their energy and enthusiasm for learning, they're just really taking to this. So it's made for an exciting 3 days. We, this morning, had a rehearsal with the big band and also did a jazz improv class. And they really took in what we had to offer, and I immediately started demonstrating, you know, that they understood and got it.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you hope they'll take away from their time that they're spending here with you?
You know, I hope they continue to do whatever it is they're doing, because clearly the incredible teachers at Interlochen have them on the right path. And mostly what I did was, well, what do you think you ought to try? Well, what do you want to try? And I gave a few examples, but they were so wonderful. And you know what? I was reminded yesterday that we were working with babies. These are high school students, some 14-year-old kids and up to 18, I guess, 17 or 18. And I had to remind myself that these were not quite adults yet, that these are babies, and they were such wonderful sponges, if I can call them that. But they were absolutely precious and adorable. I don't mean to sound like a mommy, but they were so precious, and I had to really keep myself from just squeezing them and kissing them and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
They were just precious.
Again, just incredible, you know, talents. And it's reassuring and encouraging in a way, because you know that the future of many different styles are going to be in good hands here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of the kids' primary focus might be classical, and they're, you know, this is their first introduction to jazz. And if nothing more than they have a healthy appreciation for the genre when it's all done, then we've done our job, you know, to, you know, obviously with Carmen, with her experience, you know, having worked with such legends as Count Basie and others, being able to share knowledge and insights about how that band worked, how the inner workings of that and how to get the music to that level. And they were really bright-eyed and eager to hear a lot about that. So mm-hmm. I think that's an incredible thing for them. They'll look back one day and say, guess what we did when we were in high school? We had a guest artist in, and they did this, and we were able to play and have fun. So that's what it's all about.
Gary Motley and Carmen Bradford, you have one more piece for us today. What are we going to hear?
It's called You Can Depend on Me. One, two, one, two, three, four. Though you say we're through, I'll always love you, and you can depend on me. Though someone you met made you forget, oh, you know you can count on me. I wish you success, loads of happiness, but I must confess I will be lonely. If you ever need a friend, I'm yours until the end. Oh, you know you can count on me. Oh, ba doo doo dee boo ba doo 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 ba doo 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 dee ba doo dee doo dee doo dee doo 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 dee doo doo dee doo doo dee ba be dee doo dee da be dee be boo doo doo be boo dee oh ba hoo doo 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 dee doo dee be doo dee doo dee da doo da doo la be da ba ba be da da la be da boo boo dee da doo dee da ooh ba doo doo dee doo dee ba doo doo. Although you say we're through, I'll always love you, and you can depend on me. Though someone you met made you forget, oh, you know you can count on me. I wish you success, lots of happiness, but I must confess I will be lonely and so blue. If you ever need a friend, I'm yours until the end. You know you can depend on me. You know you can depend on me. You know you can depend on me. Yeah, you can.
Gary Motley at the piano with Carmen Bradford performing You Can Depend on Me, music of Charles Carpenter, here in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. Gary, Carmen, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having us.
Absolutely.
They will be performing tomorrow, Friday, May 5th at 7:30 p.m. in the Dendrinos Chapel and Recital Hall with the Interlochen Arts Academy Jazz Ensemble in a tribute to Ella Fitzgerald. Tickets are $10 for adults and can be purchased at tickets.interlochen.org. The concert will also be webcast live. This is Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio.